BDNG podcast. My name is Tina McKenzie and I am the Education Development Lead for the BDNG. I hope you enjoy listening to the BDNG podcast and find them beneficial to your practice. These podcasts are sponsored by Amaril. Amaril has no influence over the content of these podcasts. Happy listening.
Thank you both for joining us this evening, and absolutely massive congratulations on both of you winning the Ego Travel Award. Just start off with a quick intro, as if you could just give us a little snippet about each of you. Tell us where you work and what you're doing at the moment. So shall I start off with you, Darling?
Hello, everyone. I'm Darling, and I joined dermatology in June of 2022. My background is a recovery nurse from 2017. That's when I arrived in the UK from the Philippines. So now I work as a dermatology nurse and I do a bit of everything. I do phototherapy nursing, nurse-led clinics, laser. I scrub for moles and I scrub for mops. So all sorts, anything and everything, general dermatology nurse.
Oh, thank you. Ellery, what about you?
Right. Hello, everybody. Ellery is my name. I am a candidate advanced nurse practitioner in dermatology with a special interest in skin cancer. I'm from Ireland. I started working in the dermatology services or departments from 2001. Started from medical dermatology, which is mostly inflammatory skin diseases, and then moved to skin cancer part the following year. So that's where I am now. But my very, very background is hematology, oncology nursing, mostly hematology. I do bone marrow transplant back then. And going to dermatology, especially skin cancer, is totally a challenging one, but very, very interesting. So I'm happy where I am.
Oh, lovely. So you both applied for the Ego Travel Award. So what made you, well, one, how did you hear about it and what made you apply for it? So, Darlene, do you want to tell us?
Sure. So it was on March 14th of 2025. I was on a study day because I was studying dermoscopy during that time. And every now and then I check on BDNG to see if there's any new courses, any awards or conferences. So it start when I joined dermatology in June of 2022, I saw the first Ego Travel Award in October of 2022. During that time, I wasn't eligible, but I'm always eyeing it because I am up for attending conferences, traveling, and learning and networking at the same time. So I just applied for it after I studied my dermoscopy. I think I just took the exam in the morning, and then after the exam, I just poured my heart out, answered the questions, and then hope for the best.
Ah, what about you, Ellery?
I have been a member of BDNG for a good while now, so I get newsletters, and I saw that an award going to Australia to attend the ADNA, which really and truly it was very attractive to me there at that time. So yeah, why did I apply for it? Few things. I wanted to learn a lot of different things about dermatology, especially skin cancer. I want to benchmark. I want to see what they do over in Australia. Australia is way ahead in terms of skin cancer management. And that's exactly where it is. And obviously networking and seeing what they do, how they do it, how they deliver it, how they do their patient-centered care kind of thing, how their pathways works, and what are the works of, or what are the roles that maybe an ANP or a CNS or staff nurse that do compared to what we do here in Ireland. So that was a lot of, kind of interest and curiosity in my mind that I wanted to know and I wanted to learn. Yeah. And apart from traveling, by the way, Australia is the best.
Yeah, we all like to do a little bit of traveling, don't we, just to find out how everyone's going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'd like to say a massive congratulations to you both. Well done, and very, very well deserved as well. It's so lovely for myself and Lynn to hear, you know, how inspirational you both are in dermatology and, you know, the passion behind it as well. So congratulations to you both. I'd like to ask another question as well, just in regard to how you found out that you'd won the award and how did you feel about that? And I'll direct that at Darling first.
So I received the email on 31st of March, and it was from Susan, the president of BDNG. And the heading was congratulations. So even without reading the whole email, I already know what would be the email, what the email is all about. But even if I saw like congratulations, I had to read it twice to make sure that, am I reading this properly? Because even if I applied for it, I manifested it, but I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to get it. So I was super excited. And even before getting that, getting the award, on the 17th of March, I already applied for a tentative annual leave, messaged my boss, and I said like, hello, boss, I applied for this award. And if I got the award, these are the dates that it would be, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's the power of manifestation. And I was so excited. And I remember Lynn sending a message and I said, yes, I'm so happy to attend the ADNA award conference in 2026. And then Lynn messaged me like, do you mean 2025? I said, yes, Lynn. I was just super excited.
Oh, my.
So I put 2026 instead.
Well, no, I thought she was going to defer it for you.
No, I was that excited. I don't want to defer it. I want to go to Australia.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad you made the plane anyway, darling. Definitely. Definitely. And your bosses must have been so proud of you as well to get the award.
She's the best. She's so supportive. I think if she didn't grant me the dermoscopy course, I wouldn't have seen the conference during that time because it was my study day, my allocated study day. So yes, majority of this is thanks to her.
Oh, that's amazing. Nice. That's lovely. And Elrie, how did you find it and how excited were you?
I'll tell you a story. I cannot remember his name, but he is the CEO of Ego. What was his name?
Alan.
Yes, it's Alan. So it was Alan who messaged me first or maybe it was you, Lynn, or somebody, or Susan. Mm. But then the first email that I saw is from Alan. And then the way he wrote it, and I wasn't reading it properly. I was literally just back from the clinic. And he was like, "Dear darling Elrie." And I was like, who is this, my only darling? I didn't read the and at the medal, so like, who's this person calling me darling? But I have to read it through again. I have to go back, and that's, I can see
that. That is brilliant.
Honestly,
I remember you
please don't
that
tell
story.
Him that, because it was so embarrassing. But yeah, I was saying that to my workmate. So so it's like it's darling and Elvis. I said, okay, the other person must have been darling then. Okay, so that was the case. But yeah, I was a little bit, obviously I was excited, but then at the same time my brain's like, oh my god, I got it. But then I have course, I have this, I have that, I have assignment, I have different things, and I have clinics, I have to see this patient in 3 weeks, I have to cancel that. Then if that was the case, there's so much things going on in my head. But anyway, bottom line, very, very excited, very happy. I have to go home and pack my bags. And I said, that's it. I am going. And at one point, I think, and I said to Lynn, I am not going anymore because of a lot of different things going on. And I was hoping to send the money back, the money that you sent it to me there that time, which I think I did. And you sent it back to me, I think, if I remember that right. But yeah, there was a lot of a different mismanagement within myself there at that time. But yeah, it was over the moon. I had a lot of agenda in my head and on what I wanted to kind of achieve, on what I want to learn, on who should I, like, I was even looking at who are these people presenting, because I want to talk to them. I want to reach out to them. So yeah, it was an exciting moment. I was popular at work. Everyone was so jealous.
I can imagine. Yeah, everyone would be very, very jealous, and quite in shock, I think, as well, because I think I'd be shocked if I received an email saying I was going to Australia. Definitely. But well deserved, guys, well deserved, definitely. And I love the darling Elry their story there. That's fantastic. Love it. Can I ask a sneaky question before Lynn gets in here? Can I ask a sneaky question? Oh, no. I just want to ask, how long is the conference, and how long did you actually go for?
Do you want to speak,
the conference? The conference is not that long, so it was from the 30th of May until June 1st.
Okay.
So I arrived in Australia in Brisbane on the 29th of May, and then I left on the 2nd of June.
Right.
So it was a very, very quick trip, and everyone was asking, so how long are you gonna stay? Because you have a badge like this.
Okay.
Oh, and they keep on scanning it, and it's got your hospital name, like where you work. So whenever they scan it, like, you go all the way from the UK to attend ADLA. And then we had to explain, like, we won the award, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so everyone was so surprised. Everyone's congratulating us. And it's like, we keep on smiling, and everyone's just like, want to take a picture of us.
Oh, like, celebrities.
Like, they do.
Yeah, especially during the dinner party of Ego, because that's when they presented the award. So everyone's like trying to take pictures. Like, I feel like I'm an actress, like a very popular person, but it's just like, it was such a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Like everyone celebrating your win.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I just wanted to ask that question just for our listeners, because, you know, if anyone's thinking of applying for this, then that's really a great answer. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Yeah, I think it was, Alan and also his wife, Jane. They do make a big deal of, because they are the sponsors of the award, and they do like to know a little bit about you, because they ended up emailing me and asking me some information about you both.
Yeah.
So I sort of, told them that you were coming over. Did any of the, because I know that the president of ADNA and some of the committee, so did you get to meet all of those as well?
Yes.
You did.
So I have a funny story about Vivian. So there's welcome drinks on the 30th of May. And Elroy wasn't still there because he got a problem with the flight. I'll let Elroy tell you all about that. So I don't know anyone, but I am there to, like, I was there to attend everything and soak up the experience. So even if I was like a bit shy, I don't know anyone, I still want to go. And it didn't help that I think I brought the rain to Brisbane during that time, because it was raining. Like, I felt like I was in the UK. So they said that that's not the correct weather for that time period, but yeah, hey, it's still a nice experience. So I went to the bar. And it's a very crowded bar. So I don't know where Ego people or all the conference people are. So I was chatting with one of the baristas, and I asked, like, do you know where the ADNA conference is? And then someone tapped my shoulder. And apparently that's the husband of the president, Vivian. Yeah. So when he tapped my shoulder, he's like, are you looking for ADNA? I'm the husband of Vivian, the president of ADNA. So he brought me to the table where ADNA representatives were. And he introduced me one by one. Like, he introduced me to Vivian, and then Vivian introduced me to everyone. It's like, oh, this is Darling. She's from the UK. She's the one who won the award for Ego. So everyone was congratulating us, were blushing. Because I was like, suddenly, I was the center of attention. It was like, I'm not used to this, but this is nice. So, that's how I met them the first time. And then we chatted. And there's so many, like, nurse practitioners and ANP that's handling every state. And it's funny that I talked to one of the representatives, and then she said, you know, in Australia, like, they're... most of the skin types, they range from like type 1 to type 6. And in some areas, they're only dealing with type 6. So it's like very diverse. And from someone who comes from like a skin type 3 and 4, and then dealing with a range of type 1 to 6, you must have a very broad knowledge. So they're very good in dealing with all the skin types.
Yeah, good to hear. So you said that Elry had a funny story to say as well. What's that? I'm intrigued now.
I thought I missed my flight going to Australia. That's what happened there. It turns out that the flight was cancelled. The conference was the weekend. It was a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I was hoping to fly on a Thursday. However, there was some problems. I was so ready to go to the airport, and then I got text message an email and said, no, your flight's been cancelled today. Do you want to reschedule this or schedule that? You can still go today, but you will be landing in Adelaide. It's like, that's not good. That's no good to me. Yeah. So I said, I have to wait until tomorrow. So I went the following day, which I missed the first day then that Darling has attended the functions. I couldn't go there that time. I arrived there about was it 8 o'clock on a Friday? I remember you texting me and I said, come over. I got a chair here for you. We still can
I reserve a seat for you.
Everybody. But I was so tired. Believe it or not, when I was in the plane on the way to Australia, I was still writing my essays and stuff for college. So yeah, I was multitasking, and honestly, it's like that. It didn't bother me, but I'm looking back and it's like, what am I doing to myself? It should have been the day of, you know, focusing on what am I doing when I get in there. But me being me, trying to be ahead, trying to be like a little OCD at some sometimes. So I did it anyway. So that's why I miss it. And then I think I met you then the following day, which is Saturday, Darling, wasn't it? Over in the conference hall. And so it kicked in from there then. So that was it.
So that was your story.
That was the story.
I'm glad you got there, Ellery. That would be a bit stressful.
You went to you stayed for a good bit, Darling, haven't you?
I think just 5 days in total.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that helped with the jet lag anyway.
I passed by Thailand first, and then I went to Philippines for like a layover. And then, so I wasn't that jet lagged anymore. But I think if I came from the UK straight to Australia, it would have been...
Yeah, it's really difficult.
I know, when we all went over.
I went back on a Monday and straight back into Dublin, work the following day, which is a Tuesday, and that Friday again I have to go to Kusadasi for a wedding. So it's literally busy, and then as I have my laptop with me all the time, I need to finish up what I need to do. But yeah, that was a lot of traveling in 2 weeks or so. But I did it.
Well done. And Darling, you made a really good point there, which is really important for our listeners today, because I think, and I remember the very first conference I went to on my own, it can be quite daunting and a bit apprehensive. And when you get there, it's kind of like stepping out your comfort zone a little bit. Mm-hmm. But also the fact is that, you know, you get support, you meet new friends. I mean, I still remember meeting people that I'd never met before in my very first conference, and still friends today. So it is doable, isn't it? So even if you feel a bit apprehensive, just go for
I was really a bit scared, to be honest.
So was I remember feeling it. I was really feeling quite sick about it.
Did you meet a lot of English nurses in Brisbane that time, in the conference, Darling?
No, I think I only met one who used to work in Southampton, isn't it? The one that we chatted, and then he said the pay in Australia is really good. it's way better than the UK, because he was a band 6 here, and then he moved there, and there's no leveling, but he said he's like the lowest staff nurse, and for the first time he can save. So it's a bit like, maybe it's nice.
Well, I may have Irish nurses in there anyway, so it was very helpful. And like, apart from the nurses, the Irish nurses, Australian nurses as well are so friendly. I mean, like, they invite you for coffee, they want to chat to you. I think they're just curious that you're carrying your badge with a big Ireland in there or the big UK in there. I think they're so curious about what you're only going to Australia for a weekend, like,
crazy. I'm missing your flight as well. I mean, that is like another level, isn't it? Definitely. So that's
definitely
great. So,
worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. So just focusing on the actual conference itself, obviously a lot of information at these conferences, a lot to take in. Is there any highlights that you both achieved when you were there? Darling, I'll go with you first.
Okay, the first one that I can forget, or I always will remember, is about the melanoma. I think that's one of the main differences that I saw as comparing the UK practice and the Australian practice, because in Australia, they punch biopsy the melanoma first to check the depth before removing the lesion itself. But in the UK, or at least in our practice, we excise the whole lesion. Yeah. We don't do a punch biopsy. And I think most of the courses, or at least the course that I've attended from Cardiff, that's also what they're saying, like, excise first. Yeah. No need to punch, or no need to do a punch biopsy. So that's one of the main things that I remember. And then looking through my notes.
Yeah, well done.
The other one would be about research. Like, this is how I will remember the phase of clinical trials. So the first phase is about safety. And then the second is efficacy or effectivity. And then the third one would be the comparison with existing treatments available for certain disease. So because I didn't know about any of this until I attended the conference, and I really want to know more about research. And then when Elroy mentioned about the teach back method, what I do is like a return demonstration. So I will teach the patient on how to put the creams on and all that. And then after a week, I will ask them to come in. And then that would be for them to show me how they do it at home, so that I can assess, are they doing it properly? Are they putting enough? So that's how I do it.
Fantastic. And I love the way you put the research there as well, phase 1, 2, and 3. I like that way.
That's one of Tina's little babies. That
yeah, I love it. And Elroy, what were your highlights?
Yeah, so that teach back part of it, that talk, I really find it really valuable. As we said, we always teach them how to do different things as we do our education with patients. But how can you measure that? That's always in my head. Like, how do you know that they're doing things right, or, you know, the compliance? Mm-hmm. So that teach back method approach, I think, is really, really beneficial. And then the other thing is about diversity and inclusion. As I said, Ireland is beginning to become a very multicultural community or country in general, coming from different cultural backgrounds and religious backgrounds as well. So you're looking at holistic approach in delivering your care, not only, I know, like, nursing is worldwide, general, universal kind of vocation, but in terms of how would you approach them, and not compromising their beliefs and their cultural beliefs also. I think that's one good thing. And then in terms of inclusive of their skin color kind of thing, mm-hmm. because, you know, you have a different way, you might have a different way of delivering those type of care with people with skin color. So yeah, that is something. Like, if you're looking at, say, dermatofibroma, and you can see this person from skin type 1, it might look different from skin type 6 or so. You might not even see at all. Yeah. So that is something I think that we ourselves here in Ireland that we need to look into. I'm not too sure if someone has started working on that, and I hope so. And if it is, I would love to be part of it. Especially from my perspective, I'm looking after the non-melanoma part, which is kind of newish in our country. In fact, at the moment, there's what we call the NCCP, the National Cancer Control Program. They help out in terms of developing a GP referral pathway for solely non-melanoma, but not the melanoma, because we do have an existing melanoma pathways already. Now, we know that melanoma is far more aggressive, that has to be done straight away, but then the non-melanoma may not be as, apart from if there was a high risk type of a skin cancer or non-melanoma skin cancer. And I think that's where GP is very valuable in terms of, you know, assessment and referral into the tertiary secondary care.
That's fantastic, Kelvin. Yeah. It sounds like you've got, you know, so much out of that. And like you say, you know, diversity and cultural beliefs and religious beliefs, it's so important to encompass that in your consultation. And well done for, you know, I'm sure you're flying the flag in your unit as well with that. Well done.
Absolutely. I mean, say, you know, over there is quite a diverse background of nurses over there. So did you primarily see Australian nurses over there, or were there any from any of the other countries? I know that sometimes perhaps New Zealand perhaps come over to their conferences, and sometimes the nurses from Singapore and Tasmania. So did you see any of those nurses there, or was it just mainly Australian nurses that you managed to chat to?
Majority that I managed to talk to, they're Australian nurses, but there are some Kiwi nurses. I think some of the members of New Zealand, because I think what Australia did, because they know that BDNG is like a well-established group and all, so they adapted it, adapted BDNG, and then it's being adapted by New Zealand as well. So they will have their own group at some point, or I think it's going on now. So there's not a lot of them at the moment, but most of the nurses that I talk to, they're based in Australia, but in different provinces and different territories. So it's nice to hear about how they practice in the community, in the hospital setting, in the private clinics, because most of them, if not all of them, they do private work and also the government side of it. So, it's a nice thing to hear that some of them do like a mixture of everything, or some of them are just focused on one thing.
Yeah.
So it's very, very diverse.
Yeah. Mm. Is that the same for you then, Aure?
Totally. And also, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, darling, when we were there, but I sneak out from our one of our workshops there one time, and I went into the dermatologist, you know, the doctor's part of their discussion, pretending I'm somebody with my badge on with me. But yeah, there's a lot and a lot of Asians and Americans and Australians and European doctors attending there as well. And I actually sat down on one of their talks about clinical trials about cemiplimab and all those monoclonal antibody treatments for, adjuvant therapies for immunotherapies for skin cancer. So that was a little bit of learning for me. I shouldn't be in there, but I did anyway. I was a bit cheeky. I managed to be friendly to one of the lady at the door, minding the participants. But she was so kind for me to go in, to let me in.
Did you manage to get into the welcome meeting right at the very beginning, where you go into the consultants meeting?
No, I didn't even know that there was an exam meeting in the morning. So I was there waiting, because I thought it will start at the welcome drink. So I missed the whole exam morning, or the half a day. That's why I didn't know any one of them during the welcome drinks.
Right. I see.
Yeah. So I kind of regret that part, that I didn't check the program properly. It was sort of following day. It was a bit confusing because the ADNA, the ADA conference, is happening at the same time as ACD, so the dermatologist conference. So that's why when Elray said that he managed to sneak in one of the rooms, that's the topic for ACD. That's not for ADNA, but it's very interesting.
Yeah. Like,
some of their topics is so well in advance. It's like unlike anything that I've seen before. So it would be nice to attend the whole conference from the start to finish.
We've always had it that we can go over to the ADNA conference, the consultant side of their conference, because they are always run at the same time. There is a choice. And we try to encourage the nurses to go to the ADNA group meeting. But I think if people wanted to, then they could always try and go in and see what's going on in the Australian consultant dermatology meeting as well. But it's not something that is widely advertised. It is something that we may well look at in a later date as to whether or not nurses can either have, because you get given the money and you spend it then how you want to. I mean, say if you wanted to fly first class over there and spend it all on that and then you pay for the rest yourself, then that's entirely up to you, because it's the money that's given you. But so how did you find, we had the flight over, your accommodation, I'm assuming, was fairly near to where the convention was? Was it nice?
Yeah, it was literally walking distance away where I was.
Good.
That's from good. Where I stayed, from the rooftop or the balcony, I can see the convention center. Really, really near.
Nice. I think that's really reassuring as well, because, you know, quite often these conferences, the hotels are quite close. So, you know, quite often you don't have to rely on public transport and things. So it's always reassuring. And everyone makes friends when they're over there as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Very close to shopping centres as well. Shops and restaurants. So there's so much things to do.
Oh, that's lovely. Fantastic. So if you had some advice to give any of our listeners about wanting to apply or attend the ADNA conference, what would you give them? What would you say to them?
Go for it. Right. You don't need to wait until you're a senior nurse to apply for something. I'm not a senior nurse. I'm a Band 5 dermatology nurse, but I'm keen and I'm passionate. And I always go for something that I like. So, go for it. There's no harm in trying. And get out of your comfort zone. That's where you will grow.
Oh, that's nice. What about you, Elray? Anything you want to add?
It will be the same for me. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Come out from your comfort zone, and you know, learning is a continuous process. I mean, like, you know, it keeps on changing. There's a lot of different research, and each research might not have been finished yet, but there's another one coming up soon. And it's good to know what's happening the other side of the world. It's good to know how to deliver it. It's good to get some tips out from it. And again, the network that you develop from different people, believe it or not, but that there's that lady, I'm trying to remember her name. She discussed about sunscreen there, that time. We're still sending emails to get, what was her name?
That's Michelle. She's so Squire. Good. Yeah.
She even over summer period of time here in Ireland, when I get back after the conferences, I've been doing a lot of, like, part of my role is educating communities, the hospitals about skin cancer, prevention of skin cancer, and that sort of a thing. And I spoke to her about her talks about at that time, so I was hoping to get some tips and inputs from her. And then she offered me if she wants me to speak to the group, like my group of people that I invited. She's like, wow, that is so good. didn't happen, unfortunately, because of the schedule between the time difference. Although she was so willing to say, like, I can stay up for you at 1 o'clock at night if you want me to, Ellery. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. But yeah, I would absolutely and highly recommend to everybody. I mean, it's an opportunity. It doesn't happen all the time. Regardless if you are a staff nurse at ANP, you're only starting, or you're way ahead senior nurse, I think it's an opportunity not only to network, but also to learn, because learning is always there. Mm-hmm. It's always growing. It's you might know something that you don't know that they can share it to you, or it could be the other way around. So yeah it's all about sharing knowledge, sharing ideas, sharing your like what you've had that people might not have had, and the other way around as well. So go for it. I absolutely recommend it. I actually even said it to my workmate, once that is out again, someone has to apply for you guys.
So we're going to get an influx now of Irish nurses wanting to go on the travel award. Which would be nice. Yeah. Absolutely. Did you manage to go out into any clinics at all?
That's one of the things that I was hoping to do. My time was so limited. And Alan also invited us to go and, you know, check their things over in Melbourne?
In Melbourne.
I didn't get the chance. I wanted to do two different things. One, go to the whatever clinic that they could offer. There was one lady, actually, she like come to our clinic whatever tomorrow or something. I just couldn't. And then there, and then the Melbourne invitation as well, unfortunately not. It was so
it's quite a distance, isn't it, from Brisbane to Melbourne.
So I would love to. Especially going to the clinics. I want to see what their clinics are like, how would it work from the beginning towards the end, and you know, how the network, how they the pathway works, kind of thing, and what does the staff nurses roles, and you know, I'm so curious. I have a lot of curiosity in my head.
I think it's nice, because it's nice to find out how everyone else works.
I agree.
We went to Singapore, we went into their hospital and saw how they work, and you know, their hospitals are phenomenal compared to ours over in the UK. But it is nice to be able to see that other side, because you always think that, you know, you're doing really well, or you know, your hospital is sort of up and you put it on a little pedestal, or you think that it's, you know, falling down and crumbling, and then you go somewhere else and you realize yours isn't that bad, and that it is quite nice to still work in there. But I know going forward that they've just recruited a members and international liaison lead. As you were saying, they do like to they do see what the BDNG do. And they take inspiration from us. And what they're trying to do next year is incorporate a visit into a couple of clinics for the whoever is the respondents of this next year. And also, with it being next year being held in Melbourne, I'm just in negotiation with Alan and Jane to see if they could fit in a little site visit to their big new shiny factory. Would be absolutely amazing, I think, for anybody.
I would be so jealous of the next year's winner.
See, you both should have taken the hint and gone next year.
I think that's one of my biggest regrets. I didn't stay long. I should have allotted a few more days to see some of the clinics and to see the facility. But I was so excited and booked well in advance. And I even emailed Susan, like, I've booked my flights, blah, 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 blah. And then I received so many invites. I was like, no. It's a good problem to have. But I've already set out all the things that I want to do, where I'm going to stay. So I was like, I regret to decline, to refuse the invitation. They said anytime if we want to go there, send an email, and then they're happy to tour us in the facility.
That would be same as me. If I can do it again, that would be the first of the agenda.
So I think you've both made some friends over there by the sounds of it, and colleagues that you can sort of chat to every now and again. It is nice to be able to talk to the international nurses.
Yes.
And I know quite a few of them over in Australia now, having been over a couple of times. But I'm so glad that you had a really good experience and that you loved it over there. Is there anything else that you want to add, Tina?
You know what? I think you've just inspired the nurses or healthcare professionals listening to this podcast to actually apply. And I think you've made some really, really positive, you know, statements, as in, you know, think out the box, think out your comfort zone, go there, you'll make friends, you'll probably make friends for years, you know, you'll learn lots. You may have a few regrets you can't fit everything in, but that's normal. You may miss your plane, you may miss a dinner, but that happens. That happens to people that go to conferences all the time, you know. So, you know, it's just, you've got to just be so positive. And listening to your stories tonight is just inspired, I'm sure, so many people. So I'd just like to say a massive, massive thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity, really truly, it's been great listening to the pair of you, and you, as Tina said, you ooze excitement and sort of where you've been and what you've done. And I think if anybody is listening, and I hope they all do, I think you will inspire them to apply. And I do thank you very, very much for agreeing to come and chat to the pair of us this evening.
I'll fly next year.
You're not the last.
Thank you, Ego and BDNG and Adna, for making it happen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you very much to both of you. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. For further information on the BDNG, visit our website bdng.org.uk and watch out for the next BDNG podcast, which is coming soon.